Now, the rest of the story. In the world of glamour, Bond Girl says it all. And Carolyn Cossey was a Bond girl. Only the most beautiful young actresses and models are chosen for the James Bond movies. The best figure, the best face. Carolyn Cossey was among the fortunate few selected to appear in the 007 classic entitled For Your Eyes Only, a Bond movie. Overnight, Carolyn became an international pinup girl with layouts in a half dozen magazines depicting her in, well, depicting her in various stages of undress, including entirely. And to admirers, it seemed that there could be no limit to her success, but there was a limit. There was a certain man in Carolyn Cossey's past, the boy she left behind. His name was Barry. He was born in the town of Brook near Norwich, England, a clever young fellow with big dreams, one in particular. But Barry could never give Carolyn what she most wanted, a big league modeling career, so they parted, never to be reunited again. Now it's more than 10 years later, Carolyn Cossey has had everything that she had hoped for and much of which she had never dreamed. She has become a fashion model, yes, an extremely successful one. Under the professional name of Tula Cossey, she modeled everything from everything to nothing. Among the most famous calendar girls in Britain, she had moved quickly to television, hosted her own TV show, was regularly featured on a popular program called The Upchat Line. Then along came the James Bond movie. Producers of the upcoming spy thriller For Your Eyes Only screen-tested Carolyn, signed her immediately. The movie, as you know, was a blockbuster. Spectacular offers then poured in from all over the planet. Then Carolyn met and married a millionaire named Elias Fatal. Prospects for the future could not have appeared brighter. But then the marriage broke up. Fatal's family, disapproving his choice for a wife, pressured him, and finally he relented, filed for divorce, leaving Carolyn heartbroken and confused, and thinking about old times, and about one man in particular, a man named Barry, the boy she had left behind. Was it Cole Porter who once wrote a song about how low one could feel down in the depths on the 90th floor? Down in the depths on the 90th floor. That best describes Carolyn Cossey, even now. A classically, hauntingly beautiful face. A stunning, perfectly feminine figure. The next Ursula Andress, many called her. But Carolyn Cossey is still waiting for happiness in a life that has assured her everything but happiness. For, you see, if beauty is only skin deep, for her it is just barely that. For what nobody knew in theater audiences around the globe, staring up at that vision of loveliness, was that it was only a vision. You see, the boy Carolyn Cossey left behind was Barry Cossey. He was the person she was. Before a surgeon's scalpel transformed him into a her. Barry Cossey, now Carolyn Cossey, are one and the same. And now you know the rest of the story.